You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The most interesting thing in tech is deepfakes. More news about deepfakes. You've probably heard about them. Videos that make it look like someone is saying or doing something that they didn't actually do. The face of somebody saying something they didn't actually say. Every week or every month, there's a new example of some creative engineer who made a really interesting and persuasive deepfake. Today's news, a reporter at Ars Technica spent 2 weeks and $500 and made a deepfake that puts the face of a Star Trek character on Mark Zuckerberg during congressional testimony. It looks okay. Well, I'll say a couple things about this. First is we're in this moment right now where deepfakes are you can kind of tell they're off a little bit and they're not working. Soon we'll be in a period where they're better. And with sophisticated technology, you'll be able to identify what is real and what is fake. But then, who knows, 5 years from now, there'll be no way to distinguish them. So you have to recognize that's where we're going. There will be no way to identify what is a deepfake and what is real, which creates all kinds of complexities. But one of the things that's going to happen, and I think very soon, is something that people in the field call the liar's dividend, where somebody accused of something will say, oh, wait, no, that's a deepfake, right? So you can imagine a video of you doing something, I don't know, something you aren't entirely proud of, and you can say, oh, wait, that's a deepfake. And we're going to see that in politics. We're going to see that in other areas where actually video evidence, which is pretty much considered the gold standard for journalists and criminal trials, will be brought into dispute. Not because it's actually false, but because you can pretend it's false. So, we are heading into a crazy world of deepfake. The angels are on the side of people working to distinguish it and also figuring out the complexities of what life will be like when we can't tell whether I'm me or something else.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.